Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to two openings, please, this morning, Matthew 9 and Mark 9. Matthew 9 and Mark 9. And let's continue in our series, According to Your Faith. Matthew 9 and 27. 9:27, Jesus departed from there, and two blind men followed him and cried, saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. When he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. You know, just because you don't get the response you were looking for, doesn't mean you just quit and go to the house. Amen. They called out to him, and apparently, you know, on their way to the house, they didn't get any response. But they didn't say, well, I don't guess he's got time for us or whatever. They didn't get offended and mad and leave. They just, I guess they left the door open and they just came on in the house. And so Jesus looks up in the house and there they are. And he says, do you believe I'm able to do this? And they said, yes, Lord. Then touched he their eyes and said, according to what? According to your faith, be it unto you. Everybody say that out loud, please. According to your faith, be it unto you. What does according to mean? According to. A motorcycle is going to go fast according to how many horsepower is under the gas tank. You're going to do sit-ups according to what kind of shape you're in. Is that right? According to. Well, he said, what you're wanting, which they wanted healing, they wanted a miracle and healing, what you're wanting is going to happen according to what? Your faith. Now, by and large, the church has changed this. They've changed what Jesus said. And I mean of all manner of denominations and groups. They've changed this into according to His will is how it'll be done. And that's not what Jesus taught. But is that what most church folks believe? That you can say and do whatever you want to say and do, but how's it going to happen? According to His will. That's how it's going to happen. That's not what Jesus said.
No, it's not.
Men's religious ideas of God has changed it. In fact, if you study the New Testament, you'll find references to the will of God less than 50 times through the whole New Testament. Important, but less than 50 times through all the books of the New Testament. You'll find references to faith and believing God way over 500 times. So if we preach in line with the proportion of Scripture, we'll preach on faith 10 times more than we will the will of God. Not to diminish talking about the will of God, let's just keep it in line with the Word.
Right.
But see, what many have done is they don't talk about faith. They may talk about faith in getting born again, but that's where they stop. Well, you get born, you have to believe to be born again. Well, what about after that? Well, it's up to God. Well, why isn't it just up to God whether you get born again or not? And the Bible says, as you have received Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. What? The just shall walk by faith and live by faith. The same way you got born again is the way you get healed.
Amen.
Is the way you get your bills paid. Is the way you get protected. Come on, are you with me? And how's it going to happen? According to Jesus. How's it going to happen? According to your faith. Well, if you read the next verse, they must have had faith. He touched their eyes. He said, according to your faith, be it to you. And their eyes were opened. Glory to God. Somebody say, glory to God. Go with me to Mark 9. Oh, I think we could get stirred up. Don't you? Mark, the 9th chapter. Jesus was up on the mount, what we call Transfiguration, and He came down, and a man had brought his son, who had been having seizures, to the disciples to get him delivered and healed. And they did everything they knew, and he was not helped. Another revelation, just because somebody prays for you and nothing happens, that doesn't prove it's not God's will for you to have that. That just proved that for whatever reason, y'all didn't receive. And so then he brought his son to Jesus. And look at about verse 18 or so. Mark 9:18. He told him what was happening with the boy. And he said, I spoke to your disciples. They should cast him out, and they could not. Later on, they asked Jesus why it didn't work. Anybody remember what he told them? Because of your unbelief. Boy, that's the answer to a lot of questions. Why didn't it work? Because of your unbelief, Jesus said, what would most church-going people say today? It just wasn't God's will. We don't understand it, but it wasn't God's will. Can you see why I keep saying that? The church has changed according to your faith to according to His will. The church has changed that. Preachers have changed that. And verse 19, Jesus said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. When you brought it to person after person, they couldn't fix it. Bring it to him. Take it to him. They brought him to him. When he saw him, his spirit tore him. He fell on the ground, wallowed foaming. He asked his father, how long is it ago since this came to him? He said, of a child. Oft times it hath cast him to the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Why would he say if? Number of reasons. One, I don't know if he's, probably the largest. He just took him to the disciples. And they prayed and they did whatever they did and nothing happened. And so he says, if you can do something, have compassion on us and help us. And verse 23, Jesus said to him, if you can, there's a play on the phrase here, if you can. Because he said, the man said to Jesus, if you can. And so Jesus uses the phrase back to him, if you can. Believe. All things are possible to him that believes. Let me read another translation of that. The Darby translation says, the if you could is if you could believe. All things are possible to him that believes. And the Good News says, yes, Jesus said, if you yourself can, everything is possible for the person who has faith. Everything is possible for the person who has faith. Everything is possible for the person who has faith. Who said it?
Jesus.
The master. Can you see what was happening? The man said, if you can do anything. In other words, it's up to you. And Jesus said, no. The if you can is if you yourself can. If you can believe. Why? Because it's not going to happen according to Jesus' anointing. It's not even going to happen according to the will of God. No, people get mad when you say stuff like that. I'm quoting the master. Religious tradition is the one that has changed it. People say, well, God's all powerful and God's, well, yes, yes, yes. But he has ordained that this is how it works. And you can't leave up to him what he left up to you. You can't. People try. And the enemy has convinced millions that every evil thing and every bad thing is the mysterious will of God. And that they've begged and begged and prayed and prayed and done everything they need to do and don't know why God won't do it, but he just won't do it. And we're waiting on him to see if he will. It's not true. I said it's not true. They're saying it's all up to him. If he won't, Lord, have compassion on us. Have mercy on me and do something for me. That's exactly what this man said to Jesus. What did Jesus say to him? The if you can is you. Believe. All things are why? It's going to happen according to your faith. That's how it's going to happen. Is this true with the new birth? Which is more important than a healing or a financial need? Is it? Most important thing of all is heaven and hell, eternity. Well, is being born again up to the will of God? No, it's not. Is it up to the power of God? Are people that are not born again today on the planet, are they waiting on God's timing and something mysterious? No. If they will believe. Is that right? If they'll believe on him and receive him and confess Jesus as Lord, they'll be born again. A lot of them could have been born again last year, 10 years ago. Is that right? 30 years ago.
Amen.
They're not waiting on him. Why? Because it happens according to your faith. Can you see this, friends? It's the truth, isn't it? Well, if that's true, and it is, then it means you can initiate some things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. It means you're not waiting on God for some things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me